But yeah, again, this analyzing is gone. So what often happens, it seems, when, for instance, Indian culture and wisdom, or Chinese, or, you know, something from far away comes to the West, or to a completely different part of the world. Well, the followers then try to grasp it and take it up. Some do so by trying to understand the teachings and the essence, and some by trying to emulate it. And with that I mean becoming like Indians, dressing that way, talking that way, thinking that way, learning the language, the cultural expressions, and how, in this case, a Vaishnava looks and behaves and so on. And then you got Indians born in India who then, of course, naturally thinks that, come on, this is our culture, we know it better. We are the real Vaishnavas. But it's kind of funny how, in this case, many times Western disciples or Prabhupada and followers relatively quickly got into the ideal mood that of being the real Vaishnava, the real authorities, the gurus of the world, and the ones who actually carried this and understood this Vaishnava tradition, the real Vaishnavas. And they dressed and looked and talked that way. I even heard those taking on an Indian accent when they were speaking. Now, of course, not many others respected them to that extent. For instance, the big gurus of the 80s, 90s, and maybe still today, that within the group, inside, were were worshipped and respected as the greatest Paramahamsas, Parivrakacharyas. But only inside, basically. And to many others, it looked a bit funny and even pretentious. So, that often happens when a culture or philosophy, religion and lifestyle like that is transplanted from one culture to another. By the neophyte followers, especially though when they have, when the founder passes on and the followers have to become masters and take over, some get carried away. But I think more commonly some as we just said understand and take it up. By basically trying to emulate or even imitate the actions and appearance of the words of the actual teachers, acharyas and so on. So, I don't know if any of this makes any sense, but I can try and reformulate if I should at all publish this in any way, because I guess someone won't like it. So what am I trying to say and why? Well, what's then the solution, the real way of, and the healthy, proper approach here, rather than becoming a an imitator a non-Indian trying to all of a sudden become a better Indian than the Indians, or being an Indian and thinking oneself superior as a Vaishnava because of that. Well, some understood that and understand that. this is not an Indian thing. Vaishnavism is, of course, with that word, that name, and cultural appearance. Coming from India in that way, but it's really about what's beyond such traits, cultural specific traits, nationalities, religions, and so on. So the solution is to understand these teachings deeper in essence. How they are universal and can be applied to and by anyone. Not by converting everyone to Indian religion, as Prabhupada said, I didn't come here to convert anyone to Hinduism. But to learn that we are eternal spirit souls, part and parcel of the servants and lovers of God. And how that is not about the external forms and appearances. But the inner thing. Okay, I need to take a break.